summer day sands. The level sands stretch far away, and the tide is well out. A line of white surf to your left. The day is warm, though now the sun is dipping in the western sky. You walk across the sand. Red gold, rippled by retreating waves that have left their scalloped shapes across these sandy acres. There are stones draped in dark weed, and rocks covered in white barnacles and black mussel shells that grow up and out like a forest. There are pools only inches deep, and under the barnacled stones are shore crabs scuttling to hide as your shadow falls over the water. Sea anemones wave their rubbery tentacles, all shades of white and yellow and pale blue. Small shrimps inhabit the shallows. Tiny fish hide in the sand, half covered. One eye looking up in case you step on them, and then they will flutter away, tickling your foot. It's still warm. You walk. The sand stretches on, and the waves shush, shush, shush over there, and you are barefoot, and the sand is damp and warm and grainy underfoot. Soft and gentle, the best footwear known. And the sun is warm on your legs and arms, and you taste salt on your lips. And your hair is bleached by the briny breeze. And you walk on, across the miles of sand, with nothing on your mind and the clouds overhead in puffs of white hardly moving up there, but a boy has a kite on a string on the pebble beach. And it catches the wind, tugging and zigging and zagging as he tries to maintain control. And a dog runs catching frisbees thrown forever. Because however many times the woman throws the frisbee, the dog brings it back, lays it down before her, and waits, eyes fixed, for her to throw it again. And as you walk, the sun goes down over the hills of the island to the west. A stretch of sea turned azure, clouds tinged with gold. And the sun sinks visibly, glowing, burning, like an eye about to close for sleep. And the hills turn grey and blue, and the clouds are fringed with fire, and you walk on. And you walk on. You walk on as dusk gathers and silence grows, until only the wind and the waves are heard at the edge of hearing, and the sun goes down until it's disappeared behind the island, and a chill grows, and it's time to head for home. Time to head for home. So you turn and walk and wonder at the gathering night, and the warmth is still there, and the dog is gone. And the waves are still there, but the kite is drawn down from the sky and packed away. And you walk on, over the sand, splashing through the rock pools, until you reach the pebble beach, and here you put on your shoes, and soon you're ankle deep in marram grass, and beside you sea holly, and sea cabbage, and sea pinks, and the smell of salt, and the taste of brine on your lips, and your skin warm and glowing. And once you crest the dunes, you're on the short grass of the seashore, and there, over a small white wooden bridge, is your cottage. There's a model yacht in the window. You will have a shower to wash the salt away, then rest in crisp white sheets with the window open and the night air seeping in, and all is still. Just the sighing of the wind and the shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. And the night bird's call. And the wind and the waves, and your mind drifts, and you sleep, you sleep, you sleep, you sleep. Summer day sands. The level sands stretch far away, and the tide is well out. A line of white surf to your left. The day is warm, though now the sun is dipping in the western sky. You walk across the sand. Red gold, rippled by retreating waves that have left their scalloped shapes across these sandy acres. There are stones draped in dark weed, and rocks covered in white barnacles and black mussel shells that grow up and out like a forest. There are pools only inches deep, and under the barnacled stones are shore crabs scuttling to hide as your shadow falls over the water. Sea anemones wave their rubbery tentacles, all shades of white and yellow and pale blue. Small shrimps inhabit the shallows. Tiny fish hide in the sand, half covered. One eye looking up in case you step on them, and then they will flutter away, tickling your foot. It's still warm. You walk. The sand stretches on, and the waves shush, shush, shush over there, and you are barefoot, and the sand is damp and warm and grainy underfoot. Soft and gentle, the best footwear known. And the sun is warm on your legs and arms, and you taste salt on your lips. And your hair is bleached by the briny breeze. And you walk on, across the miles of sand, with nothing on your mind and the clouds overhead in puffs of white hardly moving up there. But a boy has a kite on a string on the pebble beach. And it catches the wind, tug-tugging and zigging and zagging as he tries to maintain control. And a dog runs catching frisbees thrown forever. Because however many times the woman throws the frisbee, the dog brings it back, lays it down before her, and waits, eyes fixed, for her to throw it again. And as you walk, the sun goes down over the hills of the island to the west. A stretch of sea turned azure, clouds tinged with gold. And the sun sinks visibly, glowing, burning, like an eye about to close for sleep. And the hills turn grey and blue, and the clouds are fringed with fire, and you walk on. And you walk on. You walk on as dusk gathers and silence grows, until only the wind and the waves are heard at the edge of hearing, and the sun goes down until it's disappeared behind the island, and a chill grows, and it's time to head for home. Time to head for home. So you turn and walk and wonder at the gathering night, and the warmth is still there, and the dog is gone. And the waves are still there, but the kite is drawn down from the sky and packed away. And you walk on, over the sand, splashing through the rock pools, until you reach the pebble beach, and here you put on your shoes, and soon you're ankle deep in marram grass, and beside you sea holly, and sea cabbage, and sea pinks, and the smell of salt, and the taste of brine on your lips, and your skin warm and glowing. And once you crest the dunes, you're on the short grass of the seashore, and there, over a small white wooden bridge, is your cottage. There's a model yacht in the window. You will have a shower to wash the salt away, then rest in crisp white sheets with the window open, and the night air seeping in, and all is still. Just the sighing of the wind and the shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. And the night bird's call. And the wind and the waves, and your mind drifts. And you sleep, you sleep, you sleep, you sleep. Summer day sands. The level sands stretch far away, and the tide is well out. A line of white surf to your left. The day is warm, though now the sun is dipping in the western sky. You walk across the sand. Red gold, rippled by retreating waves that have left their scalloped shapes across these sandy acres. There are stones draped in dark weed, and rocks covered in white barnacles and black mussel shells that grow up and out. Like a forest. There are pools only inches deep, and under the barnacled stones are shore crabs scuttling to hide as your shadow falls over the water. Sea anemones wave their rubbery tentacles, all shades of white and yellow and pale blue. Small shrimps inhabit the shallows. Tiny fish hide in the sand, half covered. One eye looking up, in case you step on them, and then they will flutter away, tickling your foot. It's still warm. You walk. The sand stretches on, and the waves shush, shush, shush over there, and you are barefoot, and the sand is damp and warm and grainy underfoot. Soft and gentle, the best footwear known. And the sun is warm on your legs and arms, and you taste salt on your lips, and your hair is bleached by the briny breeze, and you walk on. Across the miles of sand, with nothing on your mind and the clouds overhead in puffs of white hardly moving up there, but a boy has a kite on a string on the pebble beach, and it catches the wind tug-tugging and zigging and zagging as he tries to maintain control, and a dog runs catching frisbees thrown forever. Because however many times the woman throws the frisbee, the dog brings it back, lays it down before her, and waits, eyes fixed, for her to throw it again. And as you walk, the sun goes down over the hills of the island to the west. A stretch of sea turned azure, clouds tinged with gold. And the sun sinks visibly. Glowing, burning, like an eye about to close for sleep, and the hills turn grey and blue, and the clouds are fringed with fire, and you walk on. And you walk on. You walk on as dusk gathers and silence grows, until only the wind and the waves are heard at the edge of hearing, and the sun goes down until it's disappeared behind the island, and a chill grows, and it's time to head for home. Time to head for home. So you turn and walk and wonder at the gathering night, and the warmth is still there, and the dog is gone, and the waves are still there, but the kite is drawn down from the sky and packed away. And you walk on over the sand, splashing through the rock pools until you reach the pebble beach, and here you put on your shoes, and soon you're ankle deep in marram grass, and beside you sea holly and sea cabbage and sea pinks, and the smell of salt and the taste of brine on your lips, and your skin warm and glowing. And once you crest the dunes, you're on the short grass of the seashore, and there, over a small white wooden bridge, is your cottage. There's a model yacht in the window. You will have a shower to wash the salt away, then rest in crisp white sheets with the window open, and the night air seeping in, and all is still. Just the sighing of the wind and the shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. Shush, shush, shush of the waves. And the night bird's call. And the wind and the waves, and your mind drifts. And you sleep, you sleep, you sleep, you sleep.